We're doing the Rambam's introduction, Sefer Mitzvot, and we're in the Ramban on the first Shorish. Last time we saw, the Ramban questioned whether this concept that there are really 613 Mitzvot is accepted by everyone. And he asked, how come we have Machlokot and throughout the Talmud whether certain things are a Mitzvah or not? And how come the Talmud doesn't say, well, if it's not a Mitzvah, how do you reconcile the 613? How come that's not part of the discussion in the Talmud? It shows up one place in the Gemara and Makos, but the Gemara doesn't use this as a constant, as a given. Well, everything has to work within this 613. Why not, if it's such a given? And the Ramban continues and says, V'chen ra'iti od she'nemru b'zeh midrashim rabim v'asmachtot hem teima b'enai. Furthermore, I found many midrashim in different places which Chazal lean on, which really are wondrous to me. Shedoshim b'tzitzit uzchatem konzvot Hashem, and someone pointed this out last week, that Chazal tells about tzitzis. Tzitzis are supposed to remind us all of the mitzvos of Hashem, the Pasuk says. So Chazal tell us, how do they remind us of the mitzvos? Sheminyan shetzitzit b'gumat yashishmot, the numerical value of the word tzitzit, tzadi yud taf, is 600. V'yachzeru lehem, I'm sorry, v'yesh b'tzitzit chet chutin v'hekshareim, Harei Taryag, and you have 8 strings, 5 knots, you come out with Taryag. Rashi even quotes it in his commentary on the Torah. The Ramban says, I don't know, Imagadai, is this really a traditional Agadic source that the tzitzis correspond to the 613?
What's his problem with this?
Umikol makom enamina Torah. He says, at the end of the day, it can't be biblical, this concept, even though we align this medrash with a biblical verse, it cannot be biblical. For Beis Hillel say there are only 6 strings. We rule that there are 8 strings, right? But Beis Hillel say there are 6. So what are they going to do with 613? They have 611?
Some of the 6 cases we go on to Shammai.
I don't remember. You're saying 611 and 2 of God. Okay. V'aksharim hey, hechi manu b'Torah shein chiyuvo min haTorah. How can you count 5 knots biblically? Biblically, you don't need 5 knots. You need 2 knots biblically, top knot or the bottom knot. You don't need 5 knots. So how could that be part of the biblical count of 613? Right? Ele b'shnei ksharim k'dalim perkat chelet shema mina kesher yon deoraita disak derech lab deoraita klayt tzitzim d'shari rachman alamali v'akam la natchef tzrifa achat ina chibur l'shema mina kesher yon deoraita. The Talmud in Menachos explains that only the upper knot is biblical. It must be biblical because we know there's a concept of kilayim, right? We discussed this one. So if you wear a linen garment and you have the string of tchelis has to be wool, so then you could have kilayim. And the only way it could be kilayim is if after you loop the string through, you tie a knot. So biblically, there must be a concept of the upper knot because biblically, the Torah permits me kilayim. And in order for there to be kilayim, there has to be a knot. So it must be within the biblical concepts that there's the upper knot. But that's it. So he says, maybe we'll say that this opinion, this saying of Rav Samlai, there are 613 mitzvot, isn't everyone's opinion. And there's an argument in it. Ela Rebbe Samlai mana mitzvot lefi dato lefi svarato. But Rabbi Samlai, he counted the mitzvot according to his opinion, and he said, I've figured it out, it comes out to 613, and this is the drasha. Maybe that's what we'll say. It's only Rabbi Samlai's opinion. And then we don't have the first question that Ramban asked. What about those 3 mitzvot which Rabbi Shmuel says aren't really mitzvot, they're reshut? Is he missing 3? So that way we'd avoid the question. If we say that the concept of 613 is really only Rabbi Samlai's concept, then we'd answer the question, no, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have to agree to 613, he could have 609. Well, Rabbi Shimon bechesron shtei mitzvot lo tase, and Rabbi Shimon, we explained earlier, he won't be missing 2 mitzvot lo tase. Aval im yachzeru lehem lo yadu b'smach tazu v'minyan hazeh. If they're missing, then they won't agree to this count, and they won't agree to this asmachta. So that's what the Ramban wants to offer, and he's going to say, let's see. But, says the Ramban, I have to say, even though it's more comfortable for us to learn the Talmud and say, not everyone agrees to the concept of 613, what we have to agree on is that, bottom line, the halacha is that there are 613. Meaning that even if we'll say not everyone agreed to it, as far as we are concerned, the halacha is that there are 613. Lefisha sugyot b'Talmud ken, because you have different places in the Talmud where the Talmud mentions the number 613 as a given. Like the Talmud says in Shavuos and in Nedarim, v'neim alu kimu avodah zarah v'chol ha'torah kula inam itaryag mitzvot, and let them tell them, keep avodah zarah and all of the Torah, or else taryag mitzvot. When the Talmud wants to refer to the concept of keeping the whole Torah, the Talmud refers to it as keeping 613. So we see that it's a given in the Talmud that there are 613. So it must be that the Talmud understands that's the halacha, even if we don't, everyone agrees to this. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, this is where we'll have to pick up tomorrow night, up at the bottom of the page.